Welcome, family, to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Man up. I am taking responsibility. I am walking in my purpose with God. I am holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed. Now is my time. Going to regain my birthrights. No longer operating with a double mind. I am courage. I am confidence. I am hope. I am faith. I am belief. And I am trusting God as the source of my everything.
One time saved. He will take care of you. He will take care of you. Trust and never doubt him. He'll bring you out. Here we go. Check it. Sometimes life can be a lonely road. Make you feel like you can't bear the load. But don't give in, cause there's one thing I know. Sometimes your friends can cause the greatest pain. Make your tears flow like the pouring rain. Let me tell ya, don't give in, cause it's not all in vain, no. He'll bring you out, yeah. Made mistakes that brought me to my knees. And still his loving kindness lifted me. He put his arms around me from the sin and shame.
Bye.
That's right. Is that all right?
Come on, somebody put your hands together tonight.
Here no, we are take care of you. Just clap your hands right there. We'll take care of you. I need y'all to do this. Just say what? La la.
I think it's alright.
La 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 la.
Hit him with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody say it with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just clap your hands. Everybody just clap your hands. And everybody just clap your hands. Come on. I say what?
First Tuesday of every month with Apostle Marvin Prevost. Man of God, welcome. God bless you and have your way.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's great to be on this evening. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Let's go straight into prayer. God, we thank you. We love you. We worship you. We give you honor, glory, praise, God, because you are a righteous and holy God. And we thank you on today, God, because you are so wonderful to us, God. You are so powerful. You are so mighty, God. When everything else fails, God, you have never failed us. When everything else falls through, God, when everything else collapses, God, you never fall through. You never collapse. You're always there for us. You promised that you would never leave us and that you would never forsake us, and you have not done that, God. Even in our roughest times, even in the worst times, God, but you have still been there. And so, God, we lift you up today because you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the ending. You are our God, our Savior. You are our Jehovah. And, God, we love you with everything in us right now. We give you a praise. We lift up your name today, God, because you are our God, and besides you there is no other God. So God, we lift you up today. We give you honor, God, today. We give you praise, God, today, because you are just holy, awesome, and mighty in our lives, God. And so God, we thank you for that. God, allow this word to go forth, whatever that you want to do on this evening, God, allow that to come forth tonight, God. I pray that that anointing, the signs, wonders, and miracles will happen on this call tonight, God, that you will shake the foundations of hell, God, so that the enemy will not even see us like he used to. The enemy would be scared of us. The enemy would not be wanting to come towards us because of the power that you have placed within us, God. So, God, we thank you right now, and we give you praise and honor today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, it's so wonderful to be with each and every one of you again. It's just an honor, amen, that I'm on every first Tuesday of the month, which is, yes, it's an honor for me. I love Pastor E. I love him to death. He's just an awesome man of God, a great man of God. And his ministry is just flourishing. His ministry is blossoming. His ministry is moving forward. His ministry is being known worldwide, nationwide, locally, regionally, internationally, nationally, worldwide, global. I'm just speaking all of those things over his ministry. And so I'm going to ask everyone, before we really get started, I want to begin to pray for Pastor Ian, his ministry. And I'm asking everyone who is listening right now, I want you to take these next 30 to 45 seconds, and I need everybody, begin to pray for Pastor E. Begin to pray for his ministry. Begin to pray that God is going to elevate it and take it to the next level, because the influence that God is about to do in this ministry, it has to be global. It has to be national, regionally, all of those things. So I'm going to ask you right now, begin to pray for this man of God. Look, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Pastor E, God. We thank you for what you're doing in his life, in his ministry. God, I thank you, God, that you are shoving him. God, I hear that word. God, that you are shoving him into a place, God, that he never thought, dreamed of, imagined, even put it in writing on what you're about to do in his life, God. God, he saw the glimpse of the vision, but God, the vision is so enormous, God. It is so huge on what you're about to do, God. And so, God, I pray that you'll get him ready. I pray that everyone that's in association with this man of God, everyone who is in fellowship with him, everyone who is in communion with him, that they will all be in one accord, that as you are moving forth the remainder of this year into 2018, God, I just see what you're about to do is that you're shoving this man of God. You are pushing this man of God. You are progressing the ministry so quickly, God. So, God, get him connected, Jesus, with the right people. All the wrong people, God, I ask that you remove all the wrong people. I ask that you remove all the ones who's trying to stop it. I ask that you remove all the ones who's trying to hinder the ministry, all the ones who are talking about him, all the ones who are judging him, all the ones who are bringing back the past. Oh, God, all the ones bringing back the past and saying how he used to be, who he used to be. I ask that you remove all of those people, God, in the name of Jesus, and that you will put in his path, that you will put in his inner circle the people that are going to help push him, launch him, and shove him into this next phase, into this next move of the ministry, God. So, Lord, we ask that all the finances will be available even before he begins to do the thing. Thank you, God, that the finances will be available even before he begins to do the thing. I ask that the finances are there. I'm asking that the bank account will overflow, God. I pray that as people are listening, that they will not just listen, God, but they will sow that seed. They will give. Every time that they listen, someone will get on and begin to sow a seed into the ministry, sow a harvest into the ministry, so into his ministry, God, so that he will be able to be on every radio station, every television station, every internet station, every blog that you have destined for him to be in, Father. And so, God, we thank you right now. We worship you right now. I hope y'all pray for this man. I just hear the Lord saying, if you pray for this man of God like you were asked, then I hear God saying that this flowed over onto you as well. Oh, Jesus. I hear God saying, if you pray for this man of God, truly pray for this man of God, then God, I heard God say that I'm shoving his blessings upon you as well. But if you did not pray, oh, my God, if you did not pray, if you just sat there, then I heard God say you missed a blessing
that I had not just for this man, but also for you. Uh-huh. And I hear God saying it's too late now to go back and start praying. Oh, God. I hear God saying you should have prayed when you were asked. Oh, my God. Glory to you. So, God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor, God. Because, Pastor E, I just feel just a shoving. I just hear that word shoving.
Hallelujah.
There's a shoving. I know I was supposed to be giving a message right now. I'm going to get to that. But I just heard the Lord say shoving. There's a shoving. He's shoving you. And when somebody shoves you, you have no control over that. They grab you, and most of the time when someone shoves you, they're stronger than you, and so they're able to shove you, and you can't resist it. And I hear God saying that since I'm stronger than you, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Since I have this ministry in my hands, I hear God saying I'm shoving you, and there's nothing that you or anyone else can stop this thing. I hear God just raise up your legs off the ground, let him pick you up and shove you into the place that he has for you.
Ooh,
I hear him say, I'm shoving you. I'm shoving you. You can't stop this thing. Your naysayers can't stop this thing. Your jealousers can't stop this thing. Oh, my Jesus. So I hear God saying, it's going to happen. It will happen. It must happen. It shall happen.
Yes.
It has no choice but to happen.
Yes.
Ooh, glory to y'all. I hope y'all are worshiping too. I hope y'all are thanking God for what God's doing in this man's life. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
I hear God saying, I am tired of people talking about Pastor E. I'm tired of people saying that they're with you and then they walk out. I'm tired of people saying that they will support you and you don't see them again. I'm tired of people backbiting. I hear God saying that I'm tired of the people trying to come up against you, but they're one way to you, but they're another way away from you. And I hear God saying, remove all of those people who are your naysayers. I'll remove all those people who are counterfeit. Oh, God, I hear that one. God said, I will remove all the people counterfeit in your life. Yeah, they may look like a friend. They may smell like a friend. They may have the right clothes on. They may have the right look. But I hear God saying that there's some counterfeit people in your life. And
oh, my God.
Jesus. And he said, I'm going to remove the counterfeit. See, because I hear this. He said that only a specialist can detect a counterfeit. Only someone a true thing. Oh, my God. Only the one who knows a true thing can detect the counterfeit. And I hear God saying, I detect every counterfeit that has come into your life, Pastor E, and I am going to remove the counterfeit. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to remove the counterfeit from your life. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. So God, we thank you. God, we thank
you.
God, we thank you
we
for this man,
Lord.
God. We thank you for
we
what
thank
you're
you,
doing.
Lord.
I hear God saying that there's going to be people on the West Coast, the East Coast, the North, and the South that is with you, that is going to help put you in position and put you in place, in the place that God truly has destined for you to be in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's
people who love you on all four parts of the United States, like at the West Coast, East, North, South. I hear God saying they're all over. I have them in place right now for you.
My God.
I have them in place. They're in place. And within this next year, I hear God saying they're all going to come together, and they're going to bless you so drastically. It is going to baffle you. Yeah, see, people are going to come out. I'm going to get to the message here in a minute, but I just got to say what God's saying. But I hear God saying people are going to come out of the woodwork, and they're going to support Pastor E. People are going to come that you never heard of, and they're going to come, and they're going to say, I'm here to bless you. I believe in the ministry.
Oh,
I believe in the gift. I believe in the anointing that God has placed in you, and there's going to be people that are going to support you that you never heard of.
Jesus. Jesus.
Bless your name, God. Bless your
name. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God. We bless your name. Thank you, God. I hear God saying that you need this encouragement. You need this encouragement. I just hear that you need this encouragement. You know that you've done a good job, but the enemy is trying to come in, and he's trying to make you think things differently. But I hear God saying that you are effective, that he is pleased with you. He is pleased with your obedience to him. Even when people said that it wasn't even popular for what you're doing, I hear God saying that I'm still pleased with you because you are obedient to what I told you to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Let's get to this word. I want to get to this word real quick. Amen. I want to get to this word real quick. We're in Haggai chapter 2. Haggai chapter 2. Amen. Haggai chapter 2. And we're going to start in verse 1. And we're going to go through verse 9. And I preached this recently, and the Lord just kept on bringing this back to me today. And I'm like, well, God, I've already preached this. He said, just do it again. I want you to say it again for the people that are needing to hear this. But in Haggai chapter 2, and most of us, a lot of us have heard this, but it says, in the seventh month, on the 21st of the month, the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, who is left among you who saw this temple former glory? And how do you see it now? In comparison with it, is it not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, and the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work. For I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I have covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. For the Lord says, for the Lord of hosts says, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill the temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. And when I was thinking about this scripture, and again, I preached this just recently, but he told me to do it again, that the topic for this is I'm in another place. I'm in another place. And when I began to look at that word place, it means an available position. It means an area, a seat, an appointment, a status, a standing role. It's an assignment that you have been put into. So you're in another assignment. You're in another area. You're in another appointment. You're in another status. You're in another role that God has put in your life. And see, when you are in another place, that's why the enemy comes up so heavy against the people of God, because he wants to keep you back. He wants to keep you from being able to move forward in what God said. He wants to stop you from achieving what God has said. And the people, I've heard so many people say, well, I wish we were at the church's life back when my grandmother was alive and my grandpa was alive, and they used to shout all night. They used to lay hands and people be healed and all that stuff. Have been looking back at the past, at the former glory, and said, why can't we be like the former glory? But God says that you can no longer be like the former glory. You cannot desire to go back into that place, because that place was for that specific time, for those specific people, and for that specific purpose. And so many times we want to go back just like grandmother, just like grandfather, just like the churches back in the 70s and 80s or whatever, and we want to go back to that. But God says, yes, it looked good. Yes, it looked like, and it did what he was destined to do. But God is saying, if you begin to look forward, that the latter glory will be better than the former. That the latter things, the future things that I'm about to do in you will be greater than what I did before. But God says, but you got to look forward and you got to get out of your past of how it used to be. He's saying you got to get out of the way that you used to look at things. You got to get out of the way that you used to respond to things. You got to get out of the way of how you used to act. You got to get out of the way of how you used to respond to your family, respond to your boss. See, many times we are still back there responding the same way because we're trying to fulfill and trying to live what God did 30, 40, 50 years ago. And that's why we can't move forward in God. That's why we can't get that power. That's why we don't see the signs, wonders, and miracles happening. Because we're trying to do it the way they did it 50 years ago. But God says, well, you can't do it the way that they did it 50 years ago. You can't ask the Spirit to move the way that they did 40 years ago. It is a new place. It is a new time. It's a new people. It's a new season. And God says, if you continue to look back, if you continue to look back at the former glory, you will never receive what God has for you now. He's saying, yes, it looked good. Yeah, yes, the cars look good. Yes, the houses look good. Yes, that was good back then. But God's saying, but stop looking back there. And we have so many people in the church wishing that they were back there, wishing that the move of the Spirit will move like it used to move. But God says, if you quit looking at that and begin to look at my glory that's about to happen, it's going to be greater than it was before. But see, what happens is that when we begin to get into another place, when we begin to get into another seat, when we begin to get into another status, when we get into another assignment, then that's when we know that the fight is to be intense, that the fight is a major intense. But do you know what? I'm in another place. So how it used to affect me, Jesus, how I used to be responding, how I used to act, I am no longer acting in that way. The fight is severe because I'm in another place, Pastor Eve. I'm unified. See, people don't understand Marvin Prevost because I'm in another place. People don't understand Pastor Eve because you're in another place. People don't understand the pastors and the prophets on this call because you're in another place. They want to make you operate the way that they did 40 years ago, but you can't operate that way. That's why God has separated some of you all. That's why God has moved some of you all out of ministry, out of ministries and out of churches that you've been in for the last 15 years because they're still trying to operate the way that they did 20 years ago. But God is saying that you're in a new place, that you're in another place. And when you're in another place, you can't go back. You can't go back to that former place. So that's why they don't understand me, Pastor Eve, because I'm in another place. That's why they can't agree with me, because I'm in another place. That's why they can't connect with me. That's why they can't connect with you, because you're in another place. That's why they laugh at you, they mock you, they talk about you, because you're in another place. Helping me here. They try to stir trouble because you're in another place. They try to slander you. They try to misuse you. They try to abuse you because you're in another place. They think you're crazy, but no, I'm just in another place. They begin to judge you. No, I'm just in another place. People begin to leave you because they think that you're out there on your own trying to do it on your own. But no, baby, I'm just in another place. See, I can't do the business as usual. I can't pray like I did 10 years ago. I can't pray like I did 15 years ago. I'm in another place. Can y'all say I'm in another place? When you get that in your spirit, then that's why the fights are strong coming against you. That's why the heartaches are coming. That's why they're leaving you. That's why they're misusing you. That's why they're abusing you. It's because they don't understand the place that you're in, and they're trying to push you back to your former glory. And God says, you can't go back to my former glory. You can't go back to the old. You can't go back to how it used to be. You've got to move. Oh, Jesus, I feel this. You've got to move into this thing. You've got to do this thing. I don't care who abuses you, who talks about you, who laughs at you. You got to move. You're in another place. Jesus, hallelujah, another place. And see, I don't cry like I used to because I'm in another place. See, when they used to talk about me, I would cry. When they used to talk about me, I would get depressed. When they used to talk about me, I would get down. But see, now when they talk about me, I don't begin to cry. I begin to have joy because I'm in another place. See, I used to, when they attacked him against me, I used to respond in a way. I used to, I don't know about y'all, but sometimes the wrong words will come out of my mouth. The wrong accents will come off of my fingers. See, something would happen, and I was caught. But see, I'm not in that place no more. So when you attack me, I don't respond the same way because I'm in another place. See, I don't even worry no more, Pastor Reed, because I'm in a new place. Even when my kids act crazy, my family act crazy, my job acts crazy, my boss acts crazy, I'm just in another place. See, I don't have an attitude like I used to because I'm in another place. See, I don't stay up all night worrying. I don't stay up all night complaining. I don't stay up all night thinking, well, how is it going to happen? Because I'm in, I hope to be saying, another place. See, I'm not, and see, people think that I'm just arrogant. No, I'm not arrogant, baby. I'm just in another place. See, they think that I'm rude. No, I'm not rude. I'm just in another place. See, they think I'm conceited. But no, I'm not conceited. I'm just in another place. They think I'm self-centered. But no, I'm not self-centered. I'm just in another place, y'all. And so see, that's why when I am anointed, I know that I'm in another place. I know that I'm calm because I'm in another place. I know that I'm powerful because I'm in another place. I know that I'm wiser because I'm in another place. I know that I'm stronger because I'm in another place. I know that I'm an awesome devil chaser because I'm in another place. So the scripture right here says to be strong and to work. To be strong and to work. To be strong and to work. So God is saying that as you are being strong, as you're progressing into what God has called you to do, the final thing that he told me to tell you was to work. Do the work. Do the work. If God calls you to be an apostle, before you get the title, begin to do the work. If God calls you to be a bishop, then begin to do the work. Don't worry about the title first. But do the work first. Ah, Jesus. If God calls you to be a prophet, don't worry about them before you get the title of a prophet. Just do the work. If he told you to be an evangelist, then before you get the title, do the work. See, your title will go with you in your work. But God says to be strong, and he says to work. He said to be strong, but also work. So that means that you just can't sit there. You just can't sit there. See, many of us, we sit there and we wait. And yes, the scripture says to wait upon our ministry, to wait upon the Lord. But see, when we're waiting, and I heard this message a few months ago, but somebody said when you are waiting, when it says to wait upon the Lord, to wait upon your ministry, waiting means to serve. See, a waiter, what does the waiter do? The waiter serves. And so serve your ministry. Serve the vision. Serve what God has called you to do. While you're waiting on God to do something in the ministry, while you're waiting on God to do something next in your life, serve where you are now. Serve what you serve the ministry that God has placed within you. My God. But he said that we're in another place, Pastor E. I'm in another place. And that's why I don't respond the same way. When they say that there's no such thing as apostles, I don't get upset no more, Pastor E. When they say that there's no more such thing as prophets, I don't get upset, Pastor E. Well, when they say that a man from California can't do the things that he's doing, then you're in another place. Because they don't understand that. That's why they're trying to take you back and push you backwards. But God says, you're in another place. You're in another assignment. You're in another avenue. You're in another role. And that's why sometimes you feel uncomfortable, because when you begin a new role, sometimes you're learning the role. Sometimes you're learning the job. You're learning what's expected of you. And sometimes it's just uncomfortable. But God says that you're in another place. My God. So, God, we thank you. We worship you today, God. I pray for every person listening tonight that, God, you said all in another place. God, you said that the former, yes, it was great, but now you're saying that we got to push forward, that you're shoving us, Jesus, that you're shoving us into another place. And so, God, as you push us, as you shove us, as you catapult us, as you position us, God, allow us to be strong and do the work that you've called us to do. So, God, encourage your people today. Yes, they've been abused. They've been misused. They've been tortured. They've been misunderstood. They've been talked about. But, God, let them know that they're just in another place. And that's why the attacks are so severe. That's why the attacks are so great, because you're in another place. So, God, we thank you for your people. Strengthen them. Strengthen them, God. Strengthen your people, I ask you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I am in another place. If you're in another place and you're confirming with this message tonight, and you are in that place to say, you know what, I need to go to another place. Dial one, you need to just be blessed by the man of God, need a word of prayer, need to just encourage the man of God for being so transparent and being so available to be used by God to speak his word. We want to give you an opportunity to speak tonight. Go ahead and dial one and come on into the queue and let's bless the man of God. Brother, man, you are on it every month, but you hit the nail on the head. And from the beginning to the end, I'm in another place. I already knew it. I just to hear someone else be in that confirmation. Whoa, see, we serve the same God, and he is a mighty God. I am in a new place, and that has to stay consistent. Area code 562, last four, 2213. I think this is Wanda Gibson. Welcome, Wanda, to Man of the Movement with Apostle Marvin.
Okay. Hey, praise the Lord. Oh, wow. Hey, I'm in another place. Wow, this is a great word, because hey, I just know I'm in another place, because I was wondering, I was thinking something was wrong with me, because a lot of things I don't do like I used to do, things that don't upset me like it used to upset me. I mean, I handle it in a different way, but I thought it was me, but I'm in another place. So I need to keep going to another higher place. Yes, indeed. I needed that. I'm on fire now. I'm in another place. Yes, Lord Apostle, that was just a great word. And just God bless both of you, and God bless. Thank you for the word.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Wanda. Area code 240, last four, 4090. You're live on Man Up the Movement with Apostle Marvin.
Yes, good evening. This is Pastor Kirk Williams out of Washington, D.C. Just want to give praise to God for that message this evening. And it was a confirmation, because I had already been on the phone with my apostles for about an hour this evening, and they were just confirming and reaffirming my position in the body as well as in the ministry. And then when Apostle Marvin started talking this evening, I realized why I was going through the trials and the tribulations and the intensity of the warfare, because I've been moved to another place. I've been shifted, you know, to a better place, and I have to be acclimated to where I've been sent. You know, I'm just thanking God for, you know, that message this evening, Apostle Marvin. It's right on time. Thank you for the invite earlier, and I'm glad I was able to be there.
Amen. God bless you.
Bless you as well, sir.
God bless you, man of God. Anyone else, dial one. Come on, get involved in the conversation and just let the Lord speak through you as well as being heard from. Minister Cherry from the Now Network, welcome, woman of God, to Man Up with Apostle Marvin.
Good evening. Good evening, beautiful family. And I tell you, Apostle Marvin, I've had enjoyed hearing you in another place. But I thank God for being in another place, and I thank God for the people to God, back to him to be in that other place. But praise be to God. I tell you, glory to God. And Pastor Marvin, I was just in so much agreement with you with the prayer you opened up with Pastor E. Because I tell you, I know personally he goes above and beyond ministry with his vision from God just to elevate other people. That we can get back with God and do what he has called us to do. So I tell you, and he works hard. He works hard with everything he does, with other pastors, with friends, family, strangers. So Pastor E, Pastor Marvin, I say glory to God for all the work you guys are doing. God bless you, family. Love you, and God keep you all. God bless, and man up the movement. Hallelujah. Ooh,
hey,
Jesus, I tell you,
hey, man,
I got to go back and listen to this again, because this has been some hot, ooh, a hot word here. Glory to God.
Look, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be transparent. I get upset when he start winding down. I'm like, no, don't quit. Don't give me some more. Give me some more.
Yes. Yes.
I
he be on fire. On fire. Glory to God.
Hey, man, I love good words. Some people are like, man, people can't preach to me. If they preaching the word, yes, they can.
Yes,
and you better
can.
Listen.
Amen.
And you better listen.
Glory
God
to God.
God bless you, Minister Terry.
God bless you all, family.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Come on, dial one and come into conversation. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, good evening, woman of God. Welcome to Man Up the Movement with Apostle Marvin. I know
well,
you in another
evening,
place.
Man, huh?
I know
yes,
you
I'm
in another place.
I am in a food hall, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Oh, if your hands aren't in the air, you better put them up there now.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah.
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 We can all be blessed.
Thank you,
God.
Thank
we can all
Jesus.
Be in a new
hallelujah.
Place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
hallelujah,
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father,
thank you,
Father,
Jesus.
Father, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh. I'm in another place. I am in a new place.
Yes.
I am in another place, Pastor Marvin. I'm in a new place.
Yes, you are.
I've been given an assignment to go further and higher in the things of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I am in another place. This place is a place of refuge. It's a place of protection. It's a place of covering. It's a place where God dwells. Hallelujah. Mm. It's a place where God lives. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the man of God. Thank you for the awesome word tonight, Lord God. A word that was on fire tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that Apostle Marvin, thank you. That word, that awesome word that you just give the man of God, I say, go, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I stand in agreement. agreement with you. I stand with you, man of God. I stand in the gap with you, Apostle Marvin, what you said to me.
Yes.
Oh, those are people. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. We come saying God said this and God said that. But we got to do what God said do. And not
that's
what
right.
we want to do. We got to do God and no, not us. Do God. And those that's done for you, man of God, just like Apostle said, let them move. Let them go. Move. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah. If they are not for you, they are against you. Ooh. Let them go. I've been receiving some things in my spirit, but I have not said nothing. But God has spoke this night. God has spoke this night into your life, man of God. You receive this word tonight, and you run with it.
Yes, Jesus.
You receive this word tonight, and you run with it. Run with it. You're going global, like he said. You're going to another place. You, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
oh,
so Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Man of God, you receive everything that the apostle said tonight. I'm sitting here on fire tonight. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Man of God, you need to lift your hands and receive every word that was said to you tonight.
Every word.
He's been giving me some of these words. I'm receiving. It's true.
Every word. Every word.
Every word. Every word.
Hey,
oh, what Jesus said, man, oh, Jesus shall not live alone by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That word just came out of the mouth of God. Receive it, man of God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. See, I have to say something right here, because when you meet up with the word, it's no problem receiving it. When you meet up with the word. Oh, somebody going to catch that one. Not when you're looking for a word or you're waiting on the word. When you meet up with
Jesus,
the word.
That's good.
It's no
that's
more
good.
Question. There's no more, oh, he might be on it. It's not a question, because it's the word meeting the word.
Meeting the word. Hey, Jesus.
Oh. I'm preaching that first. Don't preach. I'm preaching that first. Wait. Word. But when the word meets the word, there's no more worry about if, woulda, coulda, shoulda. It is confirmed.
It's confirmed. Yes. Told Jesus.
I've already been shoved. I'm just wondering what's going on. Whoa, you're going too fast. You told me to wait on you. You told me to hold back, but he's shoving me. Now, the word shove meets, and you see that it's God saying, let me have full control.
Yes. Control, yes.
Whether at 0 miles per hour or 500 miles per hour, let me have control. Oh, when the word meets the word. Oh, somebody ought to get excited right now.
Yes.
Woo,
thank
Jesus.
Apostle Marvin, God bless you. Whatever you come on, you have nothing but the word. That's me. Nothing but the word of God. God bless you, man of God. And may God continue to use you. May God continue to take you where he's taking you. May God continue to use you. May he continue to, oh, Jesus, touch him, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this word tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for this word tonight. It will go forth and it will not return back for it.
In the name of Jesus.
It's going to accomplish that which pleases you. It's going to prosper where it is sin. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you.
Yes, we worship him. We need to lift our hands right now and worship him.
Hallelujah, yes. Jesus.
We need to lift our hands right now and worship God.
Lord, I thank you. I thank you tonight, Heavenly Father God, for the awesome equality in each and every one of
thank
us.
You.
That as a word has been spoken to one, that you've given us an opportunity to stand in place and receive the same word by believing. So, Lord, let no one leave here the same. Let no one leave here felt like someone got shined on over, because you are no respecter of person. But when we believe together, when we sow together, when we walk together, you're going to bless us all. So bless us all tonight by faith.
Oh, yes.
continue to blossom. Ooh. Apostle Marvin in his dynamic ministry. Continue to elevate Evangelist Virginia in Baton Rouge. Continue to position Minister Terry. Continue to take Pastor Dwayne to the highest levels of Madison, Wisconsin. Continue to move Minister Sir Ryan into those arenas that no one else wants to go. Continue to move, because we're believing. Ooh. I'm talking to about some people on this line tonight that I know are in agreement with everything that's been said.
Yes, Lord.
Every believer, I'm not even going to put your name out there, some of y'all. James Hudson and Showtime, I can't let you off the hook. By being in agreement, you're being blessed.
Yes.
You're being set free. You're being put in a place to bless others. Oh, my God.
Yes,
everyone under the sound of my voice, by believing in Jesus, you have just started believing in yourself, that he does have a great plan for you, that he does have a great design for you, that he has already called your name before the foundation of the world, that he already chose you, predestined you to greatness in him by believing in his word. When the word meets the word, you don't have to worry no more. When the word meets the word, you don't have to question anymore. When the word meets the word, you can stand up and declare victory in the word. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, everybody just jump in the Porsche room tonight and say, Lord, you bless what you know I need to be blessed. No more requests. No more lists. No more requirements. I just want you to bless me how you want to bless me. And I'm going to continue to give you my best.
Oh, God.
I don't need a house. You're going to give me one anyway. I don't need a car. You're going to make sure I got transportation. I don't need no money, because you're going to make sure that the provision is there, whether it's through money, whether it's through business opportunities, whether it's through whatever means that you have. Lord, we receive, but we still want to give you our best.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. In the mighty name of
Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Any closing remarks, Apostle?
Hey, man, I just think about the one thing I think about is the message from last month. Remember that said that I'm back and I'm stronger than
hell? Yes, I'm stronger than hell, yes.
And now I'm in a new place. I'm in another place. Because I came back, I'm now in a new place.
Yes.
I'm in a new place. So all of us are in a new place. You're in another, I don't want to say new, another place.
Yes.
An elevated place. And some of us are in a new place. But allow God, but work in the new place that God has you in. Don't just sit there, but work while you're in that new place.
Jesus.
And serve your ministry.
And if you're having any questions, maybe something's not working the way you figured it was supposed to work, and you don't have the answers, I could say something that works for me. Even when you didn't do anything wrong, repent. Find a spirit of repentance in you, that you're constantly repenting for forgiveness, that you can be a repenter to forgive others. We as a body of Christ, we need that. And it's been being spoke over the last week and a half here on the network about repentance. This goes from the top to the bottom, from the left to the right, to the north to the south, to the east to the west. We need to repent. We all need to repent together and be on one accord. Pastor Dwayne out of Madison, Wisconsin, I catch you. Come on, man up. You're live with Apostle Marvin and myself before we get out of here.
I was just listening, and, you know, about the new season, how he spoke over your life, and how, you know, you're in agreement, you know, and some things that he spoke that you – your spirit leap that they use in agreement with it. But the word to both of you guys right now is that where you guys are right now, I hear the Spirit of the Lord just saying, be mindful, be careful, watch as well as you pray. Watch what you do in this season, because this season is a vulnerable season, but it's a blessing in it. So how humble you are, stay humble, stay humble. I know somebody will step on your feet. Somebody gonna get all in your face. They gonna throw stones at you. They gonna write a book about you. Stay humble. This is the season to where you're in a new place. In this new place, you gotta stay humble. You can't bring the past into this new place. When you go into a new place, you don't know, you don't have the familiar. When you go to a new place, it's something that you have never seen before. It's something that you have never visualized it. So in this new place, just be humble. Let the Holy Ghost open up your eyes, because you got to know the places. You got to know the things in a new place, to where when God said, go at it, you're able to go at it. So just be humble. Just be humble. And just let God keep doing what he's doing. This is a new, like you said, you're at a new place. You're not at the same place. You're not in the same season. You're in a different season. And in this season, you just got to be tender. You got to be smooth. You got to be, you know, like tender as a dog, you know. But at the same time, just be visible, because somebody's going to step on your feet. Somebody may get in your face, but you got to stay humble. Why? Because this is a season that God's going to open up some things that you've been wanting to be open up for a long time. But this is place where you're at now. This is that place. And just be humble. That's all I wanted to say. You guys be blessed. Stay focused. Keep preaching. Keep teaching. And that, you know, you say, God said, if you lift him up, he'll lift you up. So just stay humble in this season and in this place where you're at. So you guys both be blessed. And blessed to you.
Amen, Pastor.
To the viewers. Amen.
God bless you, man.
God bless you, man.
Area code 862, last four, 8867. You're live on Man Up the Movement with Apostle Marvin.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Marvin. It's Prophet Jackson. I just want to thank God for the men to men night. Amen. I thank God for what y'all doing, amen. And Pastor E, you stay encouraged, because they talked about Jesus, amen. They marched him all the way up to Calvary, amen. They spit at him, and they call him everything but a child of God. He went through so that we can go through, amen. So it's nothing that you're going through that Jesus didn't go through, amen. So just continue to look towards God. Keep your eyes on God, amen. He's the perfect role model. That's a pattern that we must follow. We got to follow in his footsteps, not man or what man say about us, but we got to keep our eye on the prize, and that's the King. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, man of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, look, it's been awesome. Apostle, I look forward to this time, this first week of, well, every, you know, we do 7 days a week here on the Now Network, but I really look forward to this first week of every show, because I get to sit back and allow God to really speak to me through the men and the women that he's instructed me to covenant with. So, man, God bless you. I already know that it's already done. I already know that it's already in the right place. I already know. It's nothing I can speak to you that we are in the spirit is leaping in agreement right now that is already open. It's just walk through and do what God has called you to do. Man, your family will continually be blessed. God bless you, man.
God bless you as well.
Let's see. I'm gonna play something out here. Use this outro, but we're gonna play a song out of here, and I just want everybody to be blessed tonight. If you staying on to listen, God bless you. If you don't feel anything about that. But I just want to bless the Lord tonight as He has blessed us in His Word.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. Yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord. Say, I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my life. Everybody sing. The Lord is my life. Salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation.
Come on, you say it.
easiest thing to do, but I will wait on you. Oh, yeah. I will trust in you. Will you raise up your hands?
Good night, family. Know that you are loved.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name, amen.